Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo Erirangi Pōho e parakuhi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We're very excited to jump into a kōrero about Koko Wai, which is a night of Indigenous fashion, art and music at Auckland Museum. We're joined on the line by Stevie Hukamo, who's one of the artists for the night. Morena, Stevie.
Morena.
Kei te pehea koe?
Kei te pai, at this time of the morning.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it.
Early for artists.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us for getting a kōrero. Really appreciate it. We're super excited. This looks like an awesome night. It's happening next Friday, September 12th, at Tāmaki Paenga here at Auckland War Memorial Museum. Let's start by talking a little bit about your works for those who might not be familiar. So your practice is primarily with uku or clay, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And that sort of involves adornment as well as like pottery and vessels. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose like the way that I think about my practice is that I tamoko clay every day, or tamoko papatuanaku. And in the last couple of years, my practice has moved into reimagining some of our taonga, to kind of bring out those stories, and it's just kind of moved into adornment, and went to Munich, showed some of my work over there, and now doing this epic event. So it's just an evolution, I think, in my practice. So it's been really fun.
So cool. And the name for the event, Koko Wai, actually comes from like earth pigment that was once used for adorning bodies. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's based around when we were thinking about what we were going to call the event to kind of pull us all together into this kaupapa. Tai, actually, our director, came up with the idea of koko wai, and specifically the red koko wai, which talks about, you know, it was a mark of tapu, and also it was, adornment of the body, so... we thought that was a really cool way of kind of pulling us all together.
So it must have felt, the shift for you in moving into more adornment with your uku works must have felt quite fitting with, the whakapapa of adornment within Te Ao Māori, I guess.
Yeah, always loved, we some of us like to use the word bougie native, and we're, especially down here in Wellington, we try to wear our tongue every day. Rather than them just sitting on the wall, being beautiful, actually seeing them as living objects. They need to go out and about and have a look around as well, and just being proud of our taonga, and whatever taonga it is. Yeah, it's that idea that taonga were special objects within family, and it could have been anything from a piece of driftwood to a ponamu or whatever, so I love it.
Rawe. Speaking on that bougie native, that ties in quite nicely with a lot of Shona Tafiao, who's one of the other artists on the night. Her works, which she describes as harakeke couture.
I love that. I've always been a huge fan of her work. She's just boss.
It's really cool.
And, the beauty of this too is not only is the audience being surprised with new work, we've never worked together. She's up on Matakana Island and I'm in Pōneke, and so our works are also separated and they won't come together until two, three days before the show as well. So,
wow.
I'm excited, cool. Nervous, yeah. Just because, admirer of Shona's work, so it's couture, but she's also going to be dropping some urban fashion as well, which I'm excited for.
How cool. Is collaboration quite a big part of your practice normally, or is this quite a new experience for you?
Within Te Ao Māori, like Māori arts, collaboration is always kind of a push thing, especially when you're doing like wānanga or gatherings. So I've always collaborated. I think it's the greatest way to kind of pull out creativity in yourself that you didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to share stories from your whakapapa, different countries, artists coming together. So yeah, I think collaboration, it drives you in a different way, and it makes you think of the other artists and what they're creating and trying to fit something. You know, it's just trusting in the universe, I think, to know that when you come together, what you've made to collaborate on is going to work. So that's have a lot of faith next week. I'm excited.
It's going to be so special. So Friday the 12th of September, it's a one night only thing, and what we can expect on the night is essentially your works coming together and then stepping into a sort of live performance setting as well, right?
Yes. So from what I understand, as soon as you kind of get to the venue, you'll be immersed straight away. So, you know, it's kind of a long drawn out. Doors open at 7. The show at performance, the fashion show itself, will start at 8, but there is, I won't say too much, but there is something before that to engage the audience. And then, it'll move through. And then after the performance as well, from 8:30 to 9:30, my partners are kindly DJ Miss B, or Jamie Berry, who's a multidisciplinary artist as well. She's going to DJ and drop some tunes for everyone to, hang out in the space, see the works. Shona and I both will have works for sale on the night. And also the Diva exhibition is part of the ticket sale, so you'll be able to go in there and have a look. And they've got an awesome Diva store as well. As this is a commercial, so it is a Auckland Museum store event. So, come along, buy a ticket, and also support the store as well.
You've also got Mokotron playing some tunes as well, right?
Yeah. Huge fan of Kia Pira's.
So cool.
We collaborated on a music video with Simon Ward.
I was going to ask
Ward
about, is
recently.
This the Wairea music video?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Simon just did last week. We got into a little Wellington music video final list competition thing. So that was really cool to go along and talk about Kia Pira's vision. That was cool. So it's been cool to pull him into this ever since we did that collaboration. Although I didn't collaborate with him personally, it was more with Simon Ward. This is a really good chance for us to kind of merge together. I made him a taonga, so the taonga that Mokotron wears is one of my pieces as well. Excited for that. Heko, as they call it, Māori electronic music.
Yeah.
That's the name that they've come up with, which I think is amazing as well. So, it's a feast for all the senses.
Oh my gosh.
Don't miss it.
How exciting. One night only as well. I think tickets for this are just going to fly out the door. This is so cool. What an awesome multi-medium experience.
Yes. And if you're unorganised, life is busy these days, you can just rock up and get a ticket at the door as well.
Oh, cool. Awesome. If you do want to get tickets, everyone, you can get them from the Auckland Museum website, which is aucklandmuseum.com. Thank you so much, Stevie, for joining us for a kōrero. It's been so cool to learn a little bit about your mahi and what we can expect next Friday. So, so excited.
Yes. So come along, it's going to be epic. I don't think anything's really been done like this. And, everyone that's going to be involved is epic in their practices and as creatives. But, having Shona and myself collaborating, but then adding in Mokotron as well, it's something that, you don't see often. So please come in and support.
Miharo. Okay, we're going to listen to Māori Electro Alliance to take us out by Mokotron. Thank you so much again, Stevie, for joining us. Everyone can
head
to the Auckland Museum website to get tickets for Kōkō Wai, which is happening next Friday, September 12th. Awesome. Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Thank you.